this is your Polycast for Monday, April 4th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, all eyes are on Wisconsin, where tomorrow's primary is seen as a big opportunity by some Republicans to prevent Donald Trump from winning the GOP nomination. Another bill inspired by recent cases of school violence is getting a hearing in the Minnesota House this week, Tim Pugmire reports.
The bill requires school districts to file a report with the state anytime a student assaults a teacher. Teachers would be notified whenever a student with a violent history is assigned to their classroom. Republican Representative Jennifer Loon of Eden Prairie, chair of the House Education Finance Committee, said her bill would also create a special fund to compensate teachers and other school employees for medical and legal costs related to an assault.
You know, with all the stories that have come out, it seems to me that in some cases the districts, school districts, are not having their teachers' backs. And I just don't think that's appropriate.
Lawmakers are considering several school discipline bills this session, including one to require the expulsion of any student who assaults a teacher. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News.
One of Governor Mark Dayton's signature water quality initiatives is under pressure in the legislature. Brian Baxt has more.
Last year, Dayton demanded and won a new law that requires most farmers to leave 50 feet of buffer space between their fields and lakes, rivers, and other waterways. The goal is to minimize erosion and fertilizer runoff. Already, the governor has relented on plans to have conservation officials map private ditches as part of that effort. Lawmakers from farm country are pushing this year to revise the law. Clearbrook Senator Rod Scoy has a bill to involve county boards and watershed districts in key decisions. He says it provides clarity and draws on local expertise. He refutes suggestions it would weaken the law's intent.
In order for this to be a successful water quality initiative, we need to have buy-in from the locals.
Scoy says he expects to meet with Dayton this week about the proposed changes. Brian Baxt, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
In Wisconsin, well-known Republicans have joined forces in hopes of defeating Donald Trump in that state's Republican primary tomorrow. From Governor Scott Walker on down, the message is that Texas Senator Ted Cruz is the only viable conservative in the race. Mark Zedeklik has the story.
Here's how important one of the nation's wealthiest conservative political action committees thinks Wisconsin's primary could be to the GOP nomination battle.
Wisconsin is really crucial at this point. It stands alone, a significant number of delegates, and in a sense, it could be a tide turner.
That's Club for Growth spokesman Doug Sackleben. Never before has the PAC endorsed a presidential candidate, but Club for Growth is all in supporting Ted Cruz, bombarding the Badger State with $1 million worth of TV ads.
If you don't want Donald Trump to win, your choice comes down to this: math. Only Ted Cruz can beat Donald Trump.
Sackleben says Trump is unacceptable as a Republican presidential candidate, in part because he supports single-payer health care and tax increases. Trump's campaign did not respond to NPR News inquiries about the Wisconsin primary. Sackleben says if Wisconsin stops Trump, the chance of Republicans denying him the GOP nomination this summer greatly increases.
We feel like Wisconsin is very pivotal. I don't want to say that if Trump were to win, there's kind of a media narrative that it's almost over anyway, and we're not ready to buy into that because you've still got, I think, 16 states after Wisconsin. Nonetheless, there's no discounting the fact that there's a lot at stake in Wisconsin, and that's why we're putting the effort in there.
A Marquette Law School poll released last week showed Trump has lost his lead among likely Wisconsin GOP primary voters. Cruz is now 10 points ahead of him. But according to the poll, Trump and Cruz are running neck and neck in northern and western Wisconsin. Even if Trump loses statewide, he could pick up delegates regionally because more than half of Wisconsin's delegates are awarded by congressional district. Wisconsin State Assemblyman Dean Knutson represents areas of western Wisconsin, including Hudson, where Cruz opened a campaign office late last week. Knutson, a co-chair of Cruz's Wisconsin campaign, says there's a big push to get out the vote for Cruz.
We've got people that are out knocking on doors. We've got people that are calling voters, finding undecided voters, encouraging our voters to get out and vote.
Political strategist Mark Grawl ran George W. Bush's campaign effort in Wisconsin and has worked on many other campaigns in the state. Grawl says Trump does not appear to have much of an organization in Wisconsin compared to what Cruz has put together. Scott Walker is among many Wisconsin Republicans backing Cruz. Here's a TV ad featuring the governor.
On Tuesday, please join me in supporting Ted Cruz, the only conservative who can beat Hillary Clinton.
In a cigar shop in downtown Hudson, 59-year-old Lon Fea was talking about the primary. He's supporting Trump and is unhappy with the establishment effort to undermine Trump.
Frankly, as a lifelong Republican, I'm disgusted by the whole process. What we see here with Trump, in my opinion, is a clear rejection of politics as it's been. People love him. Why? Because he calls a spade, and he is definitely the anti-politician. And I fear that their continual attacks are having an effect.
But political strategist Mark Grawl says it's Donald Trump's behavior that's causing him to falter.
Wisconsinites, like most of the country, have heard lots about Donald Trump over the last many months. And I think in Wisconsin, we consider ourselves to be pretty polite, nice people. And I don't think Donald Trump's brand of anger and vulgarity in campaigning is selling all that well in our state.
Many Democrats think Trump would be the easiest Republican to defeat this fall. That's why some have crossed over and supported him in other states. Grawl says he's not expecting that to be a major factor in Wisconsin. He says the contest between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton is so close, Democrats are likely to vote in their own primary. Covering politics, this is Mark Zedeklik in Hudson, Wisconsin.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.